So let's talk about Shabbos. Right, that was a good topic. So we're going to read in the beginning. We open the parsha. Vayakel Moshe is called Das Bnei Yisrael Yomar Lehem. Moshe gathers all the Jewish people. And he says to them, Eila Dvarim, these are the things Shertziva Hashem L'Sosam that Hashem commanded to do them. Shish Yom Teasem Alacha. 6 days work should be done. V'Yom Hashvi Yelachem Kodesh. On the seventh day, it's going to be holy for you. Shabbat Shabbaton Hashem. It's Shabbos for God. Kol Osebo Malacha Yumas. Anyone who does work will die. And then it says Lo Sfarish B'chol Moshvo Sichem Yom Shabbos. Okay, don't kindle a flame on in all your dwelling places on Shabbos. Okay. So obviously, what mitzvah is said in well, actually, it's not so clear. But are you familiar with, in Vayakel, what's most of the Parsha about? What's most of the Parsha of Vayakel about?
Mishkan,
right. So when he says 6 days work should be done, presumably, so then you mentioned Shabbos, and then the whole next section is all about the Mishkan. So, you know, very often, you know, context is everything, as all the university presidents have said, and the Ivy League university presidents. So context, it depends on context. So context is everything. So why is Shabbos record the mitzvah of Shabbos recorded the connection with the building of the Mishkan? What would you say? In other words,
that's where we learn the malachos.
Right? So what? Okay, so right. So there's some associated, right. So Rashi says a little bit differently. He says Shesh Yomim Hikdim Lohem. As far as Shabbos, Letziva Melechas Mishkan, that Moshe first commanded them about the warning of Shabbos before the commandment to build the Mishkan. Lamar She'ena Dochas Shabbos. I tell you that the building of Mishkan does not override Shabbos. Okay, or you can say maybe that we connect the two because the definition of what malachos are forbidden are those malachos, are those significant actions that were done in the construction of the Mishkan. Okay. I'm going to try to develop this a little more. I think there's a more profound difference.
Why would we think that it would be Dochas Shabbos?
Why would we think that it would be?
Yeah, I would think there would be no reason to think why it would be. You take a break on Shabbos.
You're building a house for God. I don't know.
Still.
And by the way, we bring korbanos on Shabbos. We just have korbanos on Shabbos. Okay. So, you know, it's, maybe, you know, we're so used to not doing anything on Shabbos, but... you know, maybe you would. If it's just, this is totally for God, so maybe you can say that there's a distinction between maybe the house for God and other mundane actions. I you know that we learn about the malachos of Shabbos, at least I think four times in Sefer Shmos, and I want to group them in two different groups of two. There's Yisro and Mishpatim, and there's Kisis and Vayakel. I'm gonna group them into two groups of two. And I want to contrast how Shabbos is described in Yisro Mishpatim versus Kisisa Vayakel. Okay, so we're going to do this together. So, okay, so Zachar Shem Shabbos Kacha, this is from Yisro. Remember Shabbos to sanctify it. Sheshim Tavod V'sizkol Malatecha. 6 days you should work and do all you should serve or work and do all your malacha, all your work. V'yom HaShvi Shabbos L'Shavokecha. And on the seventh day, it is a Shabbos for God. Don't do any work. Your whole family should not do work. Because 6 days Hashem created the heaven and earth. It's a yom, it's called Shabbam, the sea and everything that's in it. And I guess the heaven, the earth, and the sea, and everything that's in them. I guess the heaven, the earth, the sea. But you're not sure Hashem rested as it were on the seventh day. That's why Hashem blessed the seventh day, the Shabbos, and he sanctified it. Okay. Now, and then in Mishpatim, 6 days you should do your doings. I don't know, you should do your stuff. On the seventh day you should rest, cease. So that your ox, your donkey rests, and also the son of your maidservant and the stranger. Okay. And now, so that's one group. And now we have another group. Kisisa. This is the last 6 parts. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, and you should tell Bnei Israel saying, observe my Shabbos. It's a sign between me and you, for your generations. Ladas to know, Kiyani Hashem Mikadishchem, I am a God that sanctifies you. Ushmartim as a Shabbos, you should guard the Shabbos, Ki Kodesh, or observe the Shabbos, Ki Kodesh Ilachem, it is sanctified for you. Mechala Moshimas, one who profanes it should be put to death. Ki Kola also Bamlacha, anyone does work in it. Vinichra Sadev Shahim Kervama, he'll get the punishment of Kares. 6 days work should be done. Yom Shvi Shavah Shabbaton Kodesh Lashem. 7th day is holy for God. Kala Osa Malacha B'Yom HaShabbos Moshimas. Anyone does work on Shabbos should be put to death. V'Shem Bnei Yisrael Shabbos Lasos Shabbos Tosav B'Yisalam. And Bnei Yisrael should observe Shabbos for generations. Bnei Uvein Bnei Yisrael Osi Olam. Between me and between Bnei Yisrael, it is a sign forever. Ki Shesh Mi Masal Hashem Hashem Esaros Yom Shvi Shabbos V'Nefash. Okay, because creation. And then we have Vayakel. Can you think of just any differences between, let's say, Yisro, and Mishpatim is one pasuk, and Kisisa Vayakel? Any? And now I'm interested in only the differences that I came up with, yeah. For some of my share. So you make up with other differences, but anything that strikes you as you know, profoundly different in terms of how Shabbos is described. What's the reason why we observe Shabbos?
First, it sounds like it's rest.
Right, it's rest, and Kisisa V'Yakel.
It's symbolic.
Okay, so it's in Yisro Mishpatim. It says what's interesting. The verbiage is different about what you're supposed to do. It says 6 days do work, 7th day rest, and Kisisa V'Yakel. What does it say about work and rest? How is it described?
It's six days you work, the 7th day.
A six day work should be done. It's passive. It's interesting, right? Sheish yom teyaseh melacha. There is another difference, which is, again, is Shabbos for humanity or is it for the Jewish people? What would you say?
Both.
So if you read, obviously he's commanding us to do it, but if you read, let's say, Parshas Yisro, why are we observing Shabbos? And is it just us or is it for humanity? I mean, why should we observe Shabbos in the Aseret Dibros?
Because Hashem created
the whole world. So when we observe Shabbos, it's like, again, it's for something that Hashem created the whole world, and we're mimicking that by doing work for, we do work for 6 days, and we stop on the 7th day. Whereas, in Kisisa, we're sort of adding something here. What are we adding in Kisisa? It's less universal.
It's an oath.
It's a sign to the relation between God and Jewish people specifically. So we're adding that. Yisro is, it celebrates God creating all of humanity and a home for humanity. And Kisisa is Hashem, it's more about this sign between us and God. And also, I would say in Kisisa and Vayakel, it's not about you doing malacha, just malacha shouldn't be done. By the way, what's the punishment for violating Shabbos? In Yisro versus Kisisa and Vayakel?
When it's Moshimas, when it's Karis.
What's the punishment in Yisro?
It doesn't say.
So no, it doesn't. It's not to say that there's no punishment. I just say there's no mention of the punishment in Yisro. And in Kisisa and Vayakel, there's a mention of a punishment. Right? Moshimas. And there's also interesting language, is who, is Shabbos inherently holy? So in Yisro, we're supposed to sanctify Shabbos. Zochar es yom haShabbos lekadsho. We should sanctify Shabbos. And there's more of an emphasis in Kisisa and Vayakel of, right, Ushmartim as a Shabbos in Kisisa, Ki Kodesh Ilachem. It is holy for you, Mechala Moshimas. Because it is holy, if you profane it, you're put to death. And also in Vayakel, Vayom HaShvi Yelachem Kodesh, So it seems that there's this inherent kedusha for Shabbos in Kisisa Vayakel, and that's why the punishment is if you profane it, you're put to death. And in Yisrael, it's you should sanctify it. There's not an emphasis on it's inherently holy.
Maybe as we made it holy, and now it's inherently holy.
Right, you're saying that we
sanctified it. We followed.
You see, once we did Nasev and Ishma, so therefore we've
now it's holy.
Okay. And as it seems that in Yisro, there's more of this universal command. There's an obligation for us to sanctify it. And then Kisisa, in this week's Parsha Vayakel, it's connected to the Mishkan. It is inherently holy, so much so that Mechaleha Mos Yumas, if you profane it, you are put to death. And the emphasis in Yisro is about the 6 days of creation. And in Kisisa, it's more of an afterthought. There is a mention about creation and of Kisisa, but it's more of, it's an oath, it's a sign between us and between God. There is a mention, by the way, like in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, Amar Reish Lakish, Nachri Sheshavas Chaya Misa. A non-Jew who does malacha is put to death. So in other words, we want Shabbos to be specifically between us and God. So it seems to me, and I'm going to develop this idea, and I think it fits into the language here. There are, if I were to break out, like, why do we celebrate, what are we doing what are we doing when we're observing Shabbos? Conceptually, what are we doing? What would you say we're doing?
Reminding ourselves that God created the earth.
Okay,
and he rested on
it. Right, so one level is we're mimicking God, that he created the world for 6 days and refrained from creation on the seventh day, so we're mimicking God. Okay. What's another thing that's going on in Shabbos? I think there's another thing that's going on. Like, that's about the Kishesh Yomim. What about the other theme? Like, it's inherently Kodesh, it's connected to the Mishkan, it's Mechala Mos Yumas, it's an oath between us and between God. What's going on there? How would you sort of just put all these pieces together and describe what Shabbos is all about? What's the goal of the Mishkan? See, on one level, Yisro, Shabbos is about celebrating how Hashem created humanity and how he created a home for humanity. First creates the home, and then he creates humanity. Right? That's Kishesh Yomim Osa Hashem as Haaretz. He created humanity and a home for humanity. But what are we doing when we build the Mishkan? What are we doing? What are we doing? What? Is this korbanos? Okay, but a more
for like for Hashem to have like presence.
Right, we're creating. If you use the same imagery to sound beautiful, right? You know, the Mishkan is we're creating a home for God, right? And there it's Yisro. I'm saying Shabbos on one level is about celebrating how Hashem created a home for humanity. Mishkan, we are creating a home for God on this earth, right? So we do that. So what do we begin by Yaakov? Sheishes yomim te'aseh malacha. Right? And by the way, that's what I'm saying. Like, the Yisro is about us actively, the first theme about Shabbos, about us mimicking God's creation. So they're using the active. 6 days, we are doing work. Just like God created the world for 6 days, we are actively doing work. The seventh day, we actively rest, just like God actively rested, as it were. But comes Kisisa Vayankel, it's not about us doing work. It's about work ceases. Why? It's not about what we're doing, what we're not doing. 6 days, we're creating a home for God. It's not about mimicking his creation. 6 days, we create a home for God. And what happens on the seventh day? We don't create a home for God. So what happens? It's more be Kabbalistically, but what happens? The seventh day, the whole world is a home for God. In other words, 6 days, we do the action of creating the structure, right? There's something called in Judaism, Kedushas Makom and Kedushas Zman. What's Kedushas Makom? There's a sanctity of place. There's a place, again, if you're a halachic man, you're rationalist, you can say Kedushas Makom means this place, you do more mitzvah, so it has greater sanctity. A little more Rav Kookian, a little more mystical, you can say, in this place, you sense the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, okay? Kedusha Zman, the same thing. 6 days we create a home for God, and the seventh day, what happens? The entire world is a Mishkan, right? And that's why we have the language on the seventh day, it's Kodesh. There's inherent Kedusha. That's why when it comes to this second aspect of Shabbos, Mechala Mos Yumas, if you profane the Kedusha, that's why you're put to death. Okay, you don't mimic God. Okay, it's not the worst thing in the world. But when Hashem's, I mean, if we break it up, that if you refrain from, you know, mimicking God by not resting on Shabbos, okay, it's not a good thing. But it's specifically because Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, as it were, is down here on earth, and you are profaning it, that Kedusha, then Mechala Mos Yumas. And that's why you ever hear, I mean, we those who sing, I think it's Mayididus, right? We say, Me'ein Olam Haba. We say, Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. That's this idea. There's this greater sense of spirituality on Shabbos. So two different aspects of Shabbos. Two different aspects of Shabbos. And in fact, if you think about it, you're familiar with the famous machlokes of when Hashem commanded us to build the Mishkan. What's the machlokes? What's the debate? When Hashem commanded us to build the Mishkan, two sides to it, Rashi, Ramban. No? Okay. Ramban says, it's the Torah. Ramban, generally speaking, he says, he unless he's forced to say otherwise, the Torah was written in its chronological order. Unless he's stuck. He's not really stuck. So therefore what? We Hashem commanded us to build the Mishkan. Moshe went up, and then, you know, when Moshe was up in Shemaim, and then we sit with the golden calf, and then we built the Mishkan. Rashi says, no, the Torah is sometimes written out of chronological order, sometimes for thematic reasons. And Rashi and others, Ibn Ezra, say that first, we the Mishkan is in response to the Chayre Egal. So if you follow Rashi's approach to this, then basically, what happened? We sin with the golden calf. So then we need, before we sin with the golden calf, what happened? We experienced Har Sinai, we feel so connected with God, we don't need a Mishkan, we feel that. After Chedei Egel, what happens? We need that connection. So what does God tell us? Okay, build this home for me. You sin, you made a mistake, you need some kind of structure, you need something physical, build this home for me, but you know what? And then the seventh day, I'm going to add another layer to Shabbos. I'm going to add another layer to Shabbos. Maybe before, they didn't need this added layer, maybe. I'm going to add this additional layer to Shabbos of where the whole world's a Mishkan. And I want to just finish with, there's one more piece here. If you look, there's one additional pasuk, right? Lo tzavaru esh, b'chol moshav osech b'yom Shabbos. Don't kindle a flame, don't kill a fire, in all your dwelling places on Shabbos. How many malachos, by the way, are listed on about Shabbos, right? Like, you know, the Torah just says, don't do malacha. We don't know what malacha is. So it mentions, don't kindle a flame. This is like the only, there's only one. So the whole debate as to why it's the only one. You know why it specifies this one? So there's a whole debate in the Gemara. The Mechilta mentions here. There's a debate which is called Havara l'chalek yatzas or Havara l'lav yatzas. So that means, Havara l'chalek yatzas, so one opinion is, that it wants to specify the malacha of Havara. It could have picked anyone. It picked this one to tell you, if you do, for every malacha that you do, every seven malacha you do, if you do it unintentionally, you bring a separate korban for each malacha. That's one opinion. Another opinion is that no, lo sevara esh means it's actually not as severe as the other ones. Why would you think kindling a flame is less severe than the other malachas? Why do you think that? What? Okay, let me ask you this question. What type of malachas are forbidden on Shabbos? Like creative, right? So then now you can understand why would this is destructive, right? It's inherently. Some say that Havara is like the weakest, is a weak one. Some also say that Hotzah, caring, is also a weak one. Because Hotzah, right? All most of the Blachos are creative. Havara inherently is generally destructive. I mean, you have to destruct for a productive purpose. Hotzah is actually what you're transferring. So it's actually not creative. So some say one, maybe this one's weaker, maybe that one's weaker. But there's an opinion that Havara, maybe it's only a lav. Can't be put to that fed. Okay. But there's another way of looking at it. The first line in the Mechilta. So he says, why does it say lo svaro esh? It says, b'chol mosh vosich. What's b'chol mosh vosich? What does it mean, all your dwelling places? So he says, srefa b'chlal misa. So srefa is one of the four capital crimes. Viyatzas. So he interprets, Lo Svareis B'chol Moshevos Seichem, don't kindle a fire in all your Moshevos based in all of your courts. And he says, Ma, I'm skipping, I think I'm missing a few words here, but Ma Sreifa Miuchedes, she achas Mimisos based in. Ve'eino Doches HaShabbos. Sreifa is unique. It's one of the capital crimes. It doesn't override Shabbos. Av kol shar misos basin lo yitchu es Shabbos. So also the other misos based in should not override Shabbos. So you're not allowed to. No capital punishments on Shabbos. Okay, you can't have any capital crimes on Shabbos. So that is a little svarish. It's specifically a halacha about the courts cannot impose capital punishment on Shabbos. Why is that? Why can't the courts, why can't the courts impose capital punishment? So you would say, because maybe it's unnecessary, you can wait till the next day, maybe, okay? So you can say that. But Baal Turim has an interesting comment. This is the last source here. Baal Turim says the following. Lo Svaresh, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Or Sheli, Perish Shel Gehenam, Shoves Bishvilchem. In my fire, meaning Gehenam, rest on Shabbos, Gam or Shelachemi Heshoves. Just like in the heavens, people aren't getting punished. There's a whole thing about again, I don't fully understand this, but I think there is one opinion that we say Tzitkascha Tzedek L'Olam. What does that mean? What does it mean? What's Tzitkascha Tzedek L'Olam?
Tzidukadin.
You know when we say Tzidukadin? When do we say Tzidukadin usually?
Funeral.
So we're we are justifying God's punishment, or God's justice, right? So there is an opinion, I forgot who, but one of the Rishonim say, we say Tzitzchak Tzedek because basically everyone who's in Gehenna, they get a reprieve. Some say, I think, because maybe some of the Avos Moshe Rabbeinu may have died around this time, but I think there's an opinion that says that basically on Shabbos, everyone gets a reprieve, so they're about to say Tzedek Adin because they're about to get punished, whatever that means. But point is that God is saying that Shabbos is a time of peace. There's no fighting. There's no suffering up in Shemayim. There shouldn't be suffering down here on earth. So it could be that when we're connecting, Shabbos to the Mishkan, number one is telling you, okay, don't do malacha. Don't even build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Fine. It could say that the type of malachos that are forbidden on Shabbos are constructed like the Mishkan. But I want to say, think that we're adding another element. Moshe Rabbeinu is adding another element to the Torah is adding another element to this whole notion of Shabbos, and with the connection to the Mishkan. That what's really going on is it's an os, it's a sign. It's not simply we are celebrating God's creation of the world on behalf of all of humanity. It's more than that. It's an opportunity to bring God's Shechina, as it were, down to earth 6 days. And the seventh day, we can sense the presence. Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, brings it down. But what's the requirement? Requirement is Lo Svaresh. Means it should be a time of shalom, a time where we're with Achdus, we're not punishing other people. There's no fighting. There's no suffering up in Shemayim. We don't want suffering down here on earth. But I think it's symptomatic that Shabbos, if it's a time of Achdus, of people getting along, of Shalom, then that is the appropriate behavior that will really bring Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina down to earth. So I think there's a separate element of Shabbos. Now, this is how we build homes for Kadosh Baruch Hu 6 days a week. But on Shabbos, we want it to be Me'in Olam Haba. And the key is Lo Svaresh B'chol Moshevos Seichem. Okay.